This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with my last or fourth part of a series on secondary stress, which I've also subtitled All of the Pain and None of the Experience. This gets at the idea that as caregivers, we often find ourselves experiencing from a distance the stress and trauma that those people that we care for experience in the first case. I started out in my program number one by defining what secondary stress and vicarious trauma was. Then in program two, we looked at some of the symptoms and kind of got overwhelmed secondarily from that. In the last session, I began an issue of taking care of ourselves, and I want to conclude on that same issue. Most of us have various kinds of caregiving in our role in life. We find ourselves really identifying with people. Sometimes we may go a period of time and we have the ability to maintain enough distance that the pain in which we interact with does not catch us. But some of us have particular areas that really bother us. I'm pretty good at working with adult men who have been through trauma. I'm less able to work with adult women. And I think that's partially because it touches a lot of stuff I have about women and my wife in particular, and I want to take care of and I want to help them avoid and all that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you, the arena that really gets me is working with traumatized kids. My last year in graduate school, I worked exclusively with sexually abused children, and that really impacted me. One of the things it did was it brought to my life my own sexual abuse as a child in a way that I hadn't experienced in a long time. Now, thankfully, I was able to process that and use it therapeutically, both for them as well as for me. And so it didn't re-traumatize me. But I find that when I think about kids, particularly sexually exploited kids, that's the part that is really troubling for me. If I were going to work in that full time, which I have thought of, I would really need to take care of myself in a completely different way than the way in which I do my work with adults. So today I want to talk about the personal solutions. And there's kind of the author of this book, I think Robinson is her name, talks about the ABCs of addressing vicarious trauma. And just think of these: awareness, balance, and connection, ABC. Awareness meaning being attuned to one's needs, limits, emotions, and resources. Balance means maintaining balance amongst activities, especially work, play, and rest. And connection means connecting oneself to others and to something larger. Now, for me, as a Christian, that larger has a lot of spiritual emphasis, and many of my listeners carry that same approach. So we have a lot going on there that I'm not necessarily going to be talking about specifically. And we want to maintain those ABCs, awareness, balance, and connection, in the three realms of our lives, which are identified as professional, organizational, and personal. Okay, that's simple. How do we do that? Well, I think we need to keep an action list that gives us guidelines. And that action list, for me, would include things like planning for issues. I spent 20 years doing kind of a pre-field orientation program for cross-cultural workers, getting them ready. And one of the things that I encouraged them to do about stress management was to have in their diaries or their PDAs or whatever, regular days of evaluation. So your action list should include setting up times. Now, the frequency is completely dependent on what exactly you're doing. If you're doing heavy, heavy-duty relief and development work in the midst of major complex humanitarian emergencies, then you may need to have pretty regular, maybe monthly, evaluation points. If you're more normal in the normal stress and strain of cross-cultural living and working, maybe quarterly. I don't know. It depends on you. There's no magic number, but you need to do those things to take care of yourself. An evaluation point is the ability to stop and say, how am I doing? The ability to get other people to say, how are you doing? And listening to both yourself and to others and doing something about them. The next point is to maybe rotate through jobs. Some of you can't do this, but for those of you that are doing pretty stressful jobs, can you do different aspects of it? Maybe different age groups, maybe different styles or entry points. For example, if you're constantly doing debriefing, I would look and say, who have you been doing it the most with in the past quarter? If it's been adults, can you switch it to working with kids? If it's been kids, can you do the other? If it's been debriefing, can you focus more on follow-up and aftercare or training or preventative? In other words, change your work just a little bit so that you can maintain a sense of freshness. Point number three is forecasting. Forecasting is a very important skill to use. Now, to a certain extent, forecasting can be being a worrywart or overemphasizing, but that's not the kind of forecasting I'm talking about. That kind of forecasting is you say, oh my goodness, what else can go wrong? Oh my goodness, one shoe dropped, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Oh my goodness, that's not the kind of forecasting I'm talking about. Forecasting in my way, which I think is a little more healthy, is looking at a possibility of something happening. Gee, what if this happened? What would we do? What would I do? What would the family do? What would work do? And developing a plan and writing that down. And then being able to say, okay, I've thought about that. For example, forecasting for me is what would happen if we had an earthquake? And that leads me to do some things to get ready, to have a go bag, they call it. Now, I work for the Medical Reserve Corps of Fresno County as a psychologist. So technically, I'm supposed to be able to be on call in the midst of crisis, which in Fresno is mostly focused around earthquakes. In Southern California right now, we have a lot of fire, so that would be a different kind of thing. But the issue here is forecasting and preparing. How would we manage this? Not only how would I manage, do I have my go bag pack that has all the things in it that I need? Forecasting is also looking at the whole issue of, am I prepared emotionally? Have I got my ducks in a row in that way? And that's an important part. The next point is develop a personal debriefing plan. Stuff happens. What are you going to do? Do you have people that you can call and say, or contact and say, something happened to me, can I review it with you? I'm not talking about a fancy, heavy-duty thing, but something to say, this happened, and this is what I'm doing. Somebody who can say, wow, that's okay, or gee, that's a problem, you need to do something with that. Finally, I think it's appropriate when we experience stress and trauma, or even secondary stress and trauma, that we have a mourning reaction. We mourn, we experience grief, so that we can move on. Sometimes we avoid those things, and that stuff can build up. So I don't want us to be in a position that will allow us to have a fairly intense response to something that may not have been that difficult, but because we hadn't been addressing these issues before, it became much more problematic. Well, there you have it, my series on secondary stress. Is it a lot different from primary stress? No, probably not, in that the symptoms and the reactions are similar. What makes it unique is that we may not have had the actual experience of the stressor or the trauma. We caught it from someone else. That's what makes it difficult, because it catches us unawares. We're not expecting to have that kind of a reaction because we didn't have that experience. It can come up over time, and it can be fairly traumatic in and of itself. But as I've told you, there are a number of strategies that you can do that I think can help you to manage it, to regroup, and prepare. So I hope this was useful. I encourage you to think through these things. Listen on the website if you can, and talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further, We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.